Today's message is called Connection with Christ, and it's going to be all about how we build, maintain, and build our relationship with Christ. How about we all pray? Lord Jesus, we just come to you today at your altar. We just ask for you to provide guidance in what I'm about to say, and may those who need to hear it, and let it bless each one here. In your name, amen. Okay, so first of all, how well do you know your partner? I'm going to ask a couple married couples to come up. I've got some questions for you. Chris and Megan. Ben and Janelle. Please and thank you. And mom and dad. So I've just got a couple of questions for each of you. First of all, Mom Dad, how you just come back from your 30th wedding anniversary. So, how old is the other person?
That's it down.
Steve's 48. No, he's not. 49. Just the other day. What?
How old is mum?
You better say the right answer.
She's 49 for another couple of weeks.
Megan is 45.
There we go.
Chris is 34.
Yeah. All right, Ben is officially still 49, another couple of months, although he would say he's into his 50th year, which I do not agree with until you turn 50.
Janelle's 43, I've had a fair bit of time to think about it.
Thank you, thank you. Does anyone know what their wedding date is?
Yes.
And what would that be?
16, 12, 23. 15, 7, 9, 5.
10th of Feb, 2009. Final question for the ladies. What your favourite gift you've got from your husband is, and husband, you have to identify what that gift is.
I would have to say transforming a room in our house to a library for Megan.
Wow.
Correct.
And the bonus children that he bought with him.
Me?
And I've got a little video that goes with that.
I'm scared, Dad!
You trust me, son?
Yes.
Come on, son. Rule number one.
Tell me
that
I was
okay. So rule number one, never trust anyone. Completely wrong, obviously. Okay. Matthew 7, verses 7 to 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and it will be... seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks will find. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened.
Well, how do we develop a relationship with Christ? We use the simple ask, seek, knock. Ask. God, would you please enter into my life? I need you, Lord. Come, abide in me. Unlike in the video, we can always trust in God. We can fall off a ladder and he will be there to catch us. This is spiritual, probably not physical, unless it's an extreme miracle. God will always be there. You can tell him anything. He will always be there. And you can always lean on him when you need him. God has all the answers of your heart. Any questions you have, even if it's in like a school exam or in just a work question, God has the answer. Though sometimes you may need to ask someone. Trust that God will always be there for you and that he has your best interest at heart. He knows exactly what you need, when you need it, and how to deliver it to you. Communicate and obey. After we develop our relationship with Christ, how do we strengthen it and make it more and dig the roots in nice and deep? Yeah. 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. All scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, out of that, there are basically three key points. You can pray, which is direct line to God. He's always listening, and it helps you get closer to him on a personal level. That personal level is so important. Without that personal level, you have basically just an idea of him. You don't have connection with him. So praying with him is always going to bring you closer to him. Study. Get into God's word and all the promises and blessings he has for you. Use them to live a life for God. Learn about what God's word says about what he has in store for you. Like in Jeremiah 29:11, Melody, what does that say? Make sure you know what those promises are so that you can apply them to your life. Obey. When God tells you to do or say something, do it. He knows exactly what has to happen. He knows you so well. He has your whole life plan planned out in front of you. He had it planned before you were even conceived. He knows when people are going to come and meet him. He knows when you, how even he just knows everything about you, your life. He knows just exactly what has to happen. Community, get connected into a support group that you can talk to about your relationship with God. So even here, we can just talk to anyone really about our relationship with God and get advice and just like
learn to use, well, not use each other, but hold on to each other when we need it. Time, third point, time. Give it time. It's gonna take a bit to get to the deepest point possible, which is never. You can always go deeper with God. How do we maintain our relationship? Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus." So if we continue to pursue and talk and trust Him, talk to Him and trust Him, we will understand and deepen our relationship, make it durable for the long run. Because we all need Him. Continue trusting, communicating, and obeying God. Doing this will enhance your relationship and make sure that it's getting stronger each and every day. Strive for His kingdom. God needs you. He's looking for all the people He can get to come help strive for His kingdom, especially in these end days. Just pray. Lord, we just thank You that we can deepen and make our relationships with You durable over time. Help us to be able to get to those levels that You want us to be at. Give us all the strength, all of Your strength to help us get through every day. Help us to reach out to those who need You and reach out to those who You want on Your side. I'm going to hand over to Melody now.
Woo!
Thank you so much, Lily. Can we just give a round of applause for Lily?
Yeah.
That was amazing. Today I want to talk to you. Today I want to talk to you about faithfulness. A call to stand, to stay, and to surrender. What does faithfulness really mean? It's not just about showing up at church. It's not just about believing in God when life is good and blessings are flowing. Faithfulness is tested in the fire, in the silence, in the waiting. It's not a feeling, it's a moment. Faithfulness is a posture of the heart. It's a pattern of obedience and a daily yes to Jesus. Today, I believe God is calling His church, that's us, to stand, to stay, and to surrender. Not just once, but every single day. So I want to invite you to open your heart, lean in, and let the Holy Spirit speak with you today. Let's begin where faith often costs the most, when you are called to stand alone. When I was in school, I found it really difficult to express my faith. Not because I was embarrassed or ashamed of God. If someone had asked me about God, I would have immediately gotten up and been like, Jesus this, Jesus that. I would have told them about it instantly. I was slightly scared if I got judged. What if I offended somebody? What if they think that I'm weird? But let me tell you something. Standing alone with God is always better than blending in without Him. Daniel 3, verse 18. "But even if He does not, we want you to know, Your Majesty, we will not serve your gods or worship the Lord, the image of gold you have set up." That's bold, that's faith, and that's conviction. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood, not because they knew what God would do, because they knew who God was. They didn't bend, they didn't bow, and because of that, God showed up in the fire. You're not alone. There you go, guys.
You're not alone. Some of you today may feel as though you're stuck between the idol and the fire. You're in workplaces that ignore God, you might be in a family that doesn't follow Jesus, or you could be in a school or a friend group where your faith feels foolish. But hear what I say. God didn't place you there to survive. He placed you there to shine. You may be the only Bible someone ever reads. Will they see Jesus in you? Matthew 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Are you just known as a nice person? Or are you known as someone who stands for Christ with love, with courage, and integrity? Faith that doesn't stand eventually falls. I want to share with you the difference between being a Christian and being a disciple. Being a Christian, you might earn that label, but being a disciple, that will cost you your life. Luke 9, verse 23. Then he said to them, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. It's more than just attendance. Church isn't just a place where you go, it's who you are. You don't get points for sitting in a row of chairs. You get power by walking the path of surrender. There are a lot of believers, but not as many followers. So are you believing or are you following and giving up your cross daily to follow Jesus? Standing is powerful, but staying rooted, staying faithful, that is essential. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. But if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Connection produces fruit. We want to make a difference. We want to see fruit in our families, in our ministry, in our witness. But fruit doesn't come from trying harder. It comes from staying connected. You never see a branch straining or sweating or grunting to grow grapes. It simply stays connected to the vine. The fruit is a natural result of relationship. Are you still connected? Are you drawing strength from Jesus daily? Or are you coasting off of a past encounter? 1 Timothy 4, verse 7. Has nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. Training requires discipline. That means you pray when you don't feel like it, you read the Bible when it's easier to scroll on your phone, and you obey when it's uncomfortable. You don't drift into holiness, you grow into it. Disciples don't rise by default, they rise by discipline. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. When your words came, I ate them, and they were my joy and my heart's delight. For I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. Are you filled or dysfunctioning? Because you can't pour out living water if your well is dry. God doesn't want to use you occasionally. He wants to dwell within your heart and within you daily. We come to the most radical call, surrender. Not partial, not conditional, full, wholehearted surrender. Romans 12, verse 1. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. The problem with a living sacrifice is it keeps trying to crawl off the altar. That's why surrender isn't just a one-time act. It's a daily decision. It's waking up every morning and saying, God, not my will, but yours. Luke 6, verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? We love the blessings of Jesus. But do we love the Lordship of Jesus? Lordship means he gets the final say in your relationships, your career, your time, desires, identity. We can't just give him some things. He's not just a part-time king. He's lord of all, or not lord at all. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. Surrender is where the old dies and the new begins. Let me say this. Real change doesn't happen when you try to be a better person. It happens when you say, God, I can't fix myself. I lay it all down. Please take over. I remember a full-time surrender that I encountered a couple of years ago. I was at a Christian conference, an ACC conference, and about a month before this conference, this was last year, we were at a camp called Claremores, which is a local camp here in Sample. It's been held again this year. And one of the nights, we had a guest speaker preaching, and at the end he went around and he laid hands on every kid that was in the room, and almost all of them were so impacted by the Holy Spirit, they were on the ground in the presence of God. And I remember my brother and I up the back, and I was kind of like shocked, kind of scared, and I remember my brother, he was just not in it. And then Dad encouraged him and was like, I feel like this is something that you need to do. And then Tim Gunn was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to do it. He went up, got prayed for, came out of the Holy Spirit, was on the ground. I remember Mum and Dad asking, did you want to go up and get prayed for? And I was like, no, it's too scary. I don't want to do that. I don't want to end up on the floor, it's embarrassing. Not even a month later, we went to this conference. And we had a session, guest preacher, it was great. Have all the notes on my phone, still somewhere. And I felt something different about this message. We're talking about the Holy Spirit and encountering him and speaking in tongues. And I was like, oh, not this again. I don't want to go on the ground. Then I had a boost of confidence. I was like, maybe I'll actually try something new. So I went up the front, there was an altar call, went up the front, stood there like this. I was like, okay, what are you going to do, God? Am I going to end up on the ground crying? Surely I did. I got prayed for, but that's when I realized I don't need to be scared or ashamed. I can go willingly to God and ask him for his help in everything, but I don't want to be scared anymore. I want others to encounter what I'm encountering right now. That day I did end up on the floor. I was in tears because God brought out the best in me and I needed to see it wholeheartedly. We're called to stand, to stay, and to fully surrender. Joshua 24:15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether it's the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, thank you, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. This isn't just about hype, it's about commitment. So let me ask you, will you stand for Christ when it's unpopular? Will you stay rooted in the when the world shakes? Will you surrender fully, not just the easy parts, but everything? God isn't asking for perfection. He's asking for your whole heart. Faithfulness isn't flashy, and it's not always famous, but it's fruitful. And that's what God's looking for. After that conference, I came back, and not long after, I went on a missions trip and was able to use that encounter that I had with God, with the people around me at the missions trip in my school. It was so amazing. I felt it was an eye-opening moment to be like, I'm not ashamed to do this anymore. I'm not scared I'm going to offend somebody. I'm going to go and be a disciple, not just a Christian. God is calling us to go and be faithful towards Him, to go and share what He has for the world. We need to be strong and founded in Christ. Like Lily was saying, we need to be connected with Christ. We need to trust Him. Take time with Him. Seek Him. Communicate with Him. Luke 18, verse 8. I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Let's be the answer to that question. Let's be found faithful. Let's stand, stay, and let's surrender. I'm going to invite God to come play the keyboard. He could be 15 for another day. If today the Holy Spirit is stirring in your heart, not just emotionally, but distinctively, this is your moment. Do you feel like you want to have that moment where God can enter into your life fully? I know I definitely needed it. I got it. We don't want to search for temporary fire. We want endless fire. If you feel today that this Holy Spirit, this Lord of all, is someone that you want in your life, can we just close our eyes and bow our heads in this place today? If you feel that that's you, that God's calling you and that God wants to use you in so much more, you want to step out in faith, you want to follow this Jesus who can do miracles and so much can happen, and I just encourage you to raise your hand today. I'd love to pray for you. Yeah, I see those hands. I'm going to pray. We're going to say the prayer back after me. Father God, thank you for all that you've done. I want to step out in faith. I want to stand, stay, and surrender to you. Turn my life for you today, Father God. I don't want to live like I used to. I want to encounter you. Use me in your name. If you made that today, you have made the right decision. We would love to support you here at Vineyard, and we'd love for you to call this place home. You have just made a life-changing decision. Let's stand, stay, and surrender all for Jesus today. Amen. Well, thank you so much for coming today. I hope you enjoyed the service, Youth Takeover. Thank you to every one of the youth that helped make this happen today. And we're going to fellowship now and have an amazing rest of your week. And we'll see you next Sunday.